Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking.
And what you thinking?
At 877-881-1053. We're going to go around the room. We'll go back into the Pimp Cup, find out what Lucius is drinking and thinking, and then we'll take your phone calls, and then before too long, it'll be time for the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up here on the back half of this hour. Currently, drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke. The coffee giving me acid reflux like nobody's business, which is disappointing to me. I had a big plan to get off the Diet Coke. Save myself about $6 a day in refreshment costs with the coffee, but that only lasted about 10 days. Felt like my esophagus was on fire. So I'm back to the Diet Cokes for now, looking for an alternate, but also I'm looking to send Trayvon Diggs to whoever wants him, maybe the worst, coldest possible team for maybe a late pick swap. The news today that he is going to miss Sunday's game with a concussion needs to be the straw that breaks the camel's back here. This team's been frustrated with Trayvon Diggs for over a year now, and I think this season is as good as done for. I mean, you've lost to Chicago and Carolina. The most you can hope for is that your division is so bad that you can magically win it with 9 wins. Okay? So there, and Kyrie Elam is about as good as Trayvon Diggs, so you're not really missing much. And I think it'd be a great message to send. We want players that love to be here and are doing everything 24/7, 365 to make sure they can be the best version of themselves on Sunday. And I don't know what was going on last night at the Trayvon Diggs household, but I know it wasn't in the best interest of the football team.
Sure wasn't.
That's what I'm drinking. That's what I'm thinking. Broadus, how about you?
Yeah, I'm currently not drinking anything. I did have some water earlier, and now I'm kind of like settling in. What I'm thinking is, I'm super excited. Tomorrow, guys, I get to be back in the broadcast booth.
Hell yes!
Remember Byron Anderson?
Byron!
Yeah, I'm doing the third-ranked Tarleton Texans football game against West Georgia tomorrow.
So this is a big in.
Yeah,
these are two good teams.
Two very good teams right now. So super excited to get back over to, I'm going to go to Stephenville tomorrow and be a part of the broadcast in the booth. Been kind of prepping for it at night. And getting my spotter boards together and all that stuff. So I'm excited to get to do that again. You know, I really love to do that with Brad Sham and them in the preseason. So this will be my first done a high school game within 4 years of high school football with Coppell, pro game, and now getting to do a college game. So super excited.
That's awesome.
Byron called me up and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? I guess later in the season, Bobby and RJ are going to do it, too.
All righty.
So, yeah, so it's kind of...
Yours is going to be better.
Well, I hope so. But
bank
yeah,
on
this,
it.
Tarleton's the third-ranked team in the country right now. So
Pretty good football club.
Should be very exciting times.
Well, Chuck, drinking, thinking?
I plan on probably consuming a heavy amount of whiskey when I get home tonight. I got a sick wife, and I think our child's now sick as well. So this is going to be a hell of a weekend for me. I am excited for a Love of the Star podcast that we're going to record in the morning.
Yes.
So make sure you're checking out, downloading Love of the Star. We're going to have that out. We'll have a fresh one for you.
You might be hungover for that. That sounds exciting.
I was hungover last week, too. And the week before that.
And you crushed it.
And the week before that. So, hey, it's just part of the Saturday morning, baby. Wake up, get Eliza's breakfast ready to go. Hey, what do you want? What do you want to watch? We're done with Miss Rachel. Now, anytime I put Miss Rachel, no. Her favorite word is no now.
Yep.
She said shoes for the first time yesterday. We're adding to the vocabulary every day. We are getting there. But what I am thinking is the news that Will Hammond is going to start for the number 7-ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders as they take on Arizona State. Honestly, he's the better quarterback anyway. So this is a win for Joey McGuire. I know they love Baron Morton. I know he's the leader of that team. But Will Hammond's got something special.
I love it, Will Chuck. Chief, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking some ice-cold Stella Artois. Thanks to the good folks at Stella for bringing it by. And honestly, I'm just thinking about how much you'd whoop Max Scherzer's ass.
I tore his ass up, dude.
Golly.
So dude. Tired of his bit.
That was belt to ass.
Yeah.
It would be. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Get him off that mound.
Some young guy needs to step up and be like, bro, come on.
Your time's passed.
This was cool when you were in Cy Young form, but this is our clubhouse now when you're the old guy.
Yeah.
So why don't you go ahead and stand down. Back into the Pimp Cup we go. Lucius, drinking and thinking.
I'm drinking some San Pellegrino. San Pellegrino.
Oh, that's the pretty bottle.
Yeah. Peach flavor, too, mind you. I'll let you
know
that.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Yeah.
It's bubbly, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Thinking of pulling up on my friend that I've known since, like, since junior high.
Nice.
He runs a boxing gym in Grand Prairie called Faith Over Fear Boxing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're having a boxing tournament in Carrollton tomorrow, I believe, tomorrow and Sunday. I'm going to try to pull up on tomorrow's.
Kind of like Gold Gloves?
Yeah. He runs his whole little boxing thing. Brothers, you remember Jeff Okuda, right?
I do.
Yes,
I do.
Same family right there. Same the Nemo family.
There we
go.
Yep.
So shout out to Coach Nemo. I'm going to try to pull up on him. And I'm glad he followed his calling because this fool has never lost a fight as long as I've known him. In fact, he loved to fight. So, yeah, I'm glad he's a boxing coach now.
I thought you were going to tell us you're going to get in the boxing gym yourself here.
No. I do want to come to him and be like, hey, man, you know, crisp my jab up a little bit right here. Get my uppercuts right some. Because I'm telling you, this fool used to you would hear, hey, man, Jeff is fighting after school at 3 o'clock. And you'll see Jeff at 11:30 at lunch or something. You're like, Jeff, you fighting? And he'll smile and he'll do like his little old boxing hands, like he's dancing a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm like, man.
Man, why would anybody have fought Jeff if they knew he was that good?
Who decided to do this? It was always the new guys at school that wanted to test him, and he ended up getting mopped up.
Yeah, there was a guy at our school named Dominic Susie, and he was so badass and so fast with his hands. He only had to fight one guy, and then for the next 4 years, the legend lived on. Nobody would fight Dominic.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, maybe we didn't have anybody brave enough like they did down there in SGP trying to take on Jeff. Let's hit these phone calls at 877-881-1053. You know, some people just can't stand the idea that the entire world thinks that guy is the toughest dude in the school or the toughest guy in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I got to take the confidence.
I'll show them.
If you're also a guy that's never lost a fight, you got to go see.
Yeah.
I think.
There's so much I can say right now about Jeff, bro. Man, like when you just said that part right there, I don't want to say too much, but we used to pull up on other schools. And be like, yo, who's the tough dude here? All right, we're about to mop him up.
Nice.
That's badass.
See? You got
to
know.
And they bring Jax with them just in case that, you know, somebody wants to jump in. You're not going to fight Jax. Jax, we named him after the Street Fighter character.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Crazy,
just
bro.
To make sure we're one-on-one.
Crazy.
All right, at 877-881-1053, where are we going first, Lucius?
Let's go to Dayo in Dallas. What you drinking? What you thinking, dog?
Hey, fellas, I'm drinking some water. Right now, what I'm thinking is, bro, is that last play where I guess Kenneth Murray was trying to bait inside, is that like a coffee house blitz that they were trying to run, the one that Deron Bland gave up on the fourth down?
Yeah, I think to me, though, the alignment was bad. I mean, you're trying to maybe disguise what you're trying to do. So, yeah, I think they got beat by alignment. Me, personally, if that's Sean Lee, Leighton Vander Esch, Dat Nguyen, somebody that has that kind of ability to kind of show it, then go. I think Flews had the right idea what they were going to run. I just wish that Bland wasn't at such depth. But, man, that's a tough one, man. It's a tough one because you've seen them run with that cover two, run that Mike linebacker up the middle of the field, and they still haven't got there on those. They just don't have a linebacker to make that play. That's a tough defense to call in that situation, to be honest with you.
Look at that. Deo in Dallas talking ball with Brian Broaddus. Question about a coffee house blitz.
Oh, coffee house blitz.
I like that.
Seriously.
Okay, where are we going next, Lucius?
All right, let's go to Harrison in Mesquite. What you drinking? What you thinking, bro?
Hey, I'm drinking on a little lemon Minute Maid. Lemonade Minute Maid.
All right.
I'm thinking, hey, fellas, Diggs and Bland, they both got their deal based on that man-to-man coverage. I believe that's the best option at this time for the defense is to go man-to-man. I think it's going to help them tremendously cover the wide receivers. I want to say this here in closing thoughts. You guys know Diggs like to look at those Instagram pictures, and I think his old lady may have caught him. And you just can't do that in a black household. She going to tell you one time and she warn you. The second time, somebody got to pay.
Maybe a Tiger Woods, Elin Hordegren situation.
That's smart right there.
Told you to get off that Instagram. You know, you hit that magnifying glass, it tells all your stories, doesn't it?
Well, it's the real truth serum.
She'll get real familiar
glass.
With
your phone.
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Polo and Garland. What you drinking? What you thinking, homie?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I'm bad.
What up?
I've been moving the last couple weeks, man. I've been upset with my apartment, so I had to go bad on people about mold and everything. But I just took a shot of tequila. So I'm not tequila, but I took a shot of McCoy. So I could be real about the drinking, what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm thinking is that State Fair Texas is $2 high. It don't make sense to go pay $25 for a turkey lead when all y'all rich people that proclaim y'all rich can go to Winco and say, come from, go get you two turkey legs, $5, spoke them yourself and say, spend $25 at fair. I'm sick of the fair just having Texas, OU, and PV, and Grambling. We didn't get a third game. I'm thinking maybe SMU and North Texas. Since North Texas, I think y'all so cold, got blew out by South Florida. And y'all, I want to ask y'all a question. Besides the upstairs restaurant in Dallas, where would y'all go get the best burrito taco? Me and my girl be going over there on Ross and, where we going, baby? It's over there on Ross by a little car wash by Old Acre right before you get to Lower Greenville. I still call it Lower Greenville. I don't know about no lowest Greenville. I call it Lower Greenville. But where y'all get y'all best burrito tacos? I'm not talking about no little fancy restaurant. I'm talking about a little southern place where a little Argentina lady or a little Spanish lady cook the real best taco. Where y'all get y'all burrito tacos at? Bye.
I mean, Hurtado, right?
Hurtado's a great spot. We used to, the legendary El Pariente.
Oh, gosh.
If only it was still around.
If only it was still around in Denton.
Now, I do consider Hurtado to be the single best taco in the entire world, but I have a confession to make. It's the only place I've had a birria taco.
Yeah.
Think Chris and John's is getting it done at a pretty high level.
There's a spot called Tacos Los Angeles in Plano that just opened. Theirs are pretty solid. But, man, honestly, any of these taco spots that are, like, selling out of gas stations, usually they're going to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, I've never been disappointed with a gas station taco.
I didn't appreciate that shot at the Mean Green, though, Polo. Come on, man.
I do like the idea of more games at the fair.
I do, too. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Like, you got 30 days. Why don't we play 30 games there?
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a lot of fun.
By the way, I don't know if they do birrias, but there's a Michelin-starred taqueria, El Califa de León, that is in Dallas till tomorrow. This is some type of
like
thing that they're doing
thing?
With. Yeah, it's a pop-up thing. They're actually from Mexico. It's the only taqueria that has a Michelin star. It's popped up over the last couple of days. Tomorrow's the last day.
Oh.
And it has something to do with the Mavs playing their game in Mexico City. At some point, and so they did some kind of deal, whatever. But I would try that. El Califa de León.
That sounds
badass. Hillcrest Avenue, University Park.
Sounds like a rally point to me, Lucius. Where are we going next?
Man, I get all my tacos from a meat market. I don't even know the name of this place. Just a straight meat market off of Story Road in Irving, Texas. And the translation, sometimes I have to use my hands to let them know what I want. That damn thing be good. Yeah, I had a point. Make like a taco with my hand. Act like I'm putting cheese on it. Yeah, all types of weird things. Let's go to Barry.
You do a little sprinkling motion?
Yeah, I do a little sprinkling thing. Like, yeah, let me get some.
That sounds good.
Queso, please. Por favor.
Por favor.
Barry in Ennis, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I'm currently drinking a Rockstar energy drink, and I'm thinking that just because CeeDee Lamb's back, on Sunday doesn't mean that Dak Prescott needs to forget about what's on the other side of the field. Number three, George Pickens. And I'm mainly saying that because he's on my fantasy roster, wide
Damn
receiver
right.
number one, been carrying my team the past
Damn
2
right.
weeks.
Yep.
So I got to keep him rolling. Got to keep
there
him rolling.
You go.
So Dak Prescott, do not forget about what's on the other side of the field. Number three, George Pickens. Happy Friday, you guys. Love y'all. Go Cowboys.
Salute to you, sir.
Go Cowboys.
That's why fans get so mad at these players.
Oh, they do.
Fantasy football.
I gave a guy fantasy football advice yesterday, and I'm just praying that what I gave him was right, or else I'm going to feel like a jerk.
You told him to stop playing?
I did that one time.
I told him, don't listen to me.
You said start Ibuka, even if he's out?
No. Yeah, no matter what. Ibuka, no matter what.
Bench Tom Brady.
He's going to find a way to score not playing.
Yeah, I think this thing is huge here. Like, it's got to be so great now that you got everybody back other than Cooper Beebe. That's a huge storyline.
Yeah.
That getting your pass rush going again and getting the run game going again, I think, are the three biggest asks that I would have going into Sunday at 325. Where are we going next, Lucius?
This is the real Wee-Wee James. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
What's going on, fellas?
What up? Afternoon, sir.
What you drinking? I'm drinking Blanton Special Reserve with a crown, Coors Light Chaser.
All right.
Living it.
What I'm thinking, like old boy said, Diggs got busted. An old girl went upside his head with a skillet. That's why he got the concussion.
Can't rule it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
As far as what Paulo was talking about, the best tacos, it's a place on, it's on the corner of Bryan and Haskell. It's an old tie shop, but they got the best tacos it is. I guarantee you.
Bryan and Haskell?
Bryan and Haskell.
Haskell?
I think we lost him. Salute to the real Wee-Wee James, an absolute
real
legend here on 105.3 The Fan. Watch parties at OT Tavern back in the day. Speaking of Lower Greenville, with Jeff and them, they'd be having an incredible party.
That's
I would, of course,
time.
Be at the stadium getting ready to do the post game and hearing and seeing all their festivities happening on social media.
Oh, no. Just the FOMO.
Yeah, the FOMO was hitting hard.
Oh, come on.
It was. But, yeah, it sounds like Wee-Wee James is off to a great weekend and has some good taco ideas. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Isaac. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, this is Isaac. I am drinking my own spit, and I am thinking of something that rhymes with spit but has an H instead of a P. Here's what I was thinking. I'm really happy my schedule got changed so I can finally call you guys. I always had to listen to you as I was driving home. But so last week I got a little upset. All the poo-poo that Fournoy and Williams were getting for those 100-yard before the first half. It's like people forget that, you know, even the great ones, Emmett and Irvin, they played against terrible teams too. It doesn't matter that they got it against the Giants a couple weeks ago. Give them their due. They earned it. They played against professionals. And I just wanted to, you know, they're probably not listening to me 2 weeks later, but just wanted to let them know that, hey, you did good.
It's good clarification, Isaac. Thank
Man,
you for
bitch,
the call.
Please.
I hope.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Flannoy? We talked him up the whole damn week. Gave him his props. Halftime, gave the stat, gave him their props. G-Bag, we gave him the love that they deserved. Maybe the other shows didn't. Williams and Flannoy, we gave them their love for that. That was an incredible stat.
Yeah, it was great. I think there were some fans out there that were mad they didn't do anything in the second half.
Come on,
you know, that's picking nits too much.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you just go B, please?
I did.
Wow. What's in that cup over there, bro? You getting into the vodka?
Told
a little
you.
Bit? You starting
no,
early?
The whiskey. The whiskey.
That's what you drinking? What you thinking?
Brought to you by Jake's Burgers, by the way.
That is right.
Yeah.
Salute to Jake's Burgers and all
their
locations across DFW. Couple more phone calls here, Lucius.
Yeah, let's do one more. Big Jim is in the house. Big Jim, what are you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, it's Friday. I'm about four fingers in on a little Basil Hayden whiskey today, so feeling pretty good. I'll knock out a few more fingers. Gavin, you did a fantastic job yesterday carrying the radio show on the cell phone. I don't know when you took a breath. I couldn't detect one, so you've got some of that, I don't know, who those guys that can blow on those instruments down there in Australia, they can just keep blowing on them and breathe through their nose. You could do one of those. Or I don't know what to call. They make that deep sound. But
that circular breathing technique?
Yeah. Yes, yes. The
Diggery Doo.
Such a good.
Oh, the Didgeridoo guys.
Diggery Doo, that's right. If radio doesn't work out for you, there's something for you in the future. I heard you talking about you working on your T-shirts going
yes,
on
sir.
The crown.
Yes, sir.
And you started. I had an idea. I think it'd be a really fascinating T-shirt. I figure if you took every logo of everything that you contribute to and put it on a T-shirt, you'd darn near look. It'd look like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a really good idea, and it'd be kind of fun. You could put your likeness on, a cartoon or something.
I'm working on that one, Jim. I am working on that one. You're absolutely right.
Okay. So not all my ideas are their ideas. No. They're not always good.
Four fingers
ideas,
in, but, you're good today.
Yeah, well, that's right. So I thought that would be good. Walchick, I brought it up on the post game, because Sam had asked, what was different about the last six quarters and the runs against us. And I said it, but I've been thinking about it all week. I think having the white fella there in the middle, Sam Bourne, at middle linebacker, as slow as he is, I think we missed him in the run game, and we'll see what happens with it. But anyway, I love all you fellas very much. That's not the whiskey talking. That's my heart. And appreciate the joy you bring to so many of us every day, every week. I've said it before. Listen, Cowboys are the Cowboys, and we love them. But you guys make it so much better because you give so much context and color to it. So I really do appreciate you fellas. I know I speak for a lot of us out there. And have a good weekend. Walchick about us. We'll talk on Sunday.
Salute. Sunday. Yep.
There he goes. That wraps up another edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking here on The Fan, brought to you by Jake's Burgers. Okay, and we're coming back. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up with Lucius here in a few minutes in L.A. Live and all that. And we're back from Pickler Universe in Carrollton. The best pickleball spot in the entire world is right here at 35.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bush. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, the home of the best pickleball place in all of the land. They've doubled their courts. It's amazing. Salute to Stella Artois for being out here with us as well. It's 35 and Bush. If you need a new pickleball HQ, this is your spot. It's time to hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day and LA Live is just right around the corner. The biggest story, Trayvon Diggs out Sunday after a home accident.
that caused a concussion. So the level of difficulty gets ratcheted up a little bit. You got Kyrie Elam on one outside now with Reddy Stewart in the middle and Deron Bland on the outside as well. I think they were going to go Bland on the inside with Elam and Diggs, so it has shuffled their plans a little bit. You also have the 49ers planning to start Mac Jones. Brock Purdy is going to be out again. Brock Bowers doubtful for the Raiders. Jacoby Myers' status is in question, as possibly he is on the trade market. Do football teams, Brian, hold players out like in basketball or baseball when a trade's bubbling?
Yeah, when they got something going on. If you're pretty close on something, you might think about that player needs to be available, player needs to be healthy, needs to pass a physical. So
yeah,
if you've got somebody in mind, you're moving, you might want to hold them out.
And if you're selling, you're thinking about, do we really want to win this game? No, we don't. We want a top five pick, don't we? We want a top 10 pick. You're getting two birds with one stone there when you sit out an impact player and you're a team that, you know, maybe like the Raiders could be thinking, we need a new young developmental quarterback. Rashee Rice, very sharp in practice ahead of his debut. Kansas City right now with the fourth most efficient offense in the NFL. There's been a lot of hand-wringing about the Chiefs' offense, but they've made strides already. I think they're about a field goal better than they were last year. And this thing right here, Rashee Rice, should push them into being dang near unstoppable again. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not annoyed by the Chiefs. I'm a fan of the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes considers North Texas home. And I need some football players to cheer for that are actually going to win. Okay, and Pat Mahomes is my guy.
Winner.
We got good news for Trinity Rodman. I don't know if you saw that the other night, but she went off the field in pain. It looked like she had maybe torn knee ligament. She was crying, and she was just back like 6 months and got hurt again. Well, it's going to be okay. Not perfect.
Just a scare?
Just an MCL sprain.
Sprain.
You know how those go. So she'll be all right. Cowboys, things you want to see better on Sunday. I got, you know, running is huge here. I need my Clayton Adams confidence back. The defensive line play just overall. Okay, let's not get whooped and let's rush the passer. And let's see George Pickens plus CeeDee Lamb making them unguardable. That's what I want to see, guys. Anything to add to that or anything else?
I mean, it'd be nice if you could generate some form of pass rush. That'd be fantastic. I mean, could the defense look any better? I mean, can you find a way to just get a couple of stops, maybe a turnover, help yourself have a better chance?
How about some punts for the opponent?
Yeah, keep them under 30. That would be unbelievable.
It is so brutal when you're watching the game and you're like, okay, we scored, but there's 3 minutes to go and there's no way we can stop them.
Yeah.
Like, stopping them would be shocking right now. And that's the way I've felt recently too often in fourth quarter situations. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
All right, check. All right. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If you see anything that you think I should be playing, you know what? I'm not even going to do all of that.
Just send him everything.
I'm not even going to do all of that, bro.
He spent his whole weekend doing that.
Lucius is a big meme guy.
Yeah. Right?
I'm not even going to do all of that.
Anything you could do that you might feel is really funny, just send it to Lucius.
Yeah, they send me the vacation photos and whatnot. I'm like, fam, what are we doing, bro?
Christmas cards.
Yeah, what are we doing? All right, this is day number one going for two for this champion audio because we did not have a G-Bag of the Day yesterday, so this audio lives. It lives to fight another day. It comes from the night show here on The Fan, The Fan After Dark with host Fred. What's up, shipmate? Fred Davis and his special guest host, Blake Elliott. Nah, bro, this man, I can't deliver that when you laugh.
Every time you say
I can't deliver it, bro. Yeah. They were going over, I guess, a list of top 10, maybe top 5 people that can run through this Cowboys defense. And let me just say, the views expressed do not represent.
At number one, now, is he mobile with his legs? No.
Stephen Hawking.
Do you have to put him in a wheelchair? And maybe we don't want him doing the play calls.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just hearing the calls. And you won't need much blocking because Kenneth Murray's the one in the hole. Give me Stephen Hawking at the one spot. I don't see that being stopped.
He clapped his hands.
Ron laugh.
Juke right. Spin move. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Get it stop. I'm trying to say something.
It's just not a bit well said. No move needed.
Jeez.
Jeez. We almost lost Fred.
Yeah.
Sam Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to laugh to avoid crying because you know it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Like, if the defense didn't know Stephen Hawking was getting the ball, he could have scored last week.
Yeah. Fred's going to get up to those big pearly gates up in the sky, and God's going to be like, I'm going to play this right here for you, fam.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Step to the left, please. Step to the left.
Triple touchdown. So good.
Step to the left. All right, what else we got on a Friday? Oh, this is a big to-do. RJ Choppy's Bet MGM tonight hit.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Let's go, Brad Evans.
This guy's name is Brad Evans.
Brad Evans.
Okay. What's his deal?
He does fantasy football. He's bounced around like NBC Sports, Yahoo Sports. Now he's with BetMGM.
He's living in a fantasy, apparently.
Uh-huh. It's nonstop, too. It's genuine. This is crazy.
He's like a living cartoon character.
You got to think this is a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever seen that guy, Bubba Westway 4? Westway 4. I feel like he has glasses on like that guy wears. Let's see. Here's how the intro of that situation went.
It's BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Welcome back to BetMGM tonight. Brad the Big Noise Evans over there. Ryan Horvath in the host here on a Manic Monday edition of the show. We're going to be talking to our friend RJ Choppy about them Cowboys here in a second. It is 14-7 right now in the ATL as I'm watching Khalil Shakir just undress dudes in the open field after the catch on that run. I was 3rd and 10 and he got about 14-15. So the Bills trailing and this game's got a lot of pew, pew, pew. Shootout of field down there in the ATL, and Buffalo driving, approaching midfield here in the second quarter. We'll keep you up to date on that. Friendly reminder, folks, if you have any fantasy football questions for us ahead of a week 7, if you as well want to talk a little college football, whatever's on your mind, sports betting or fantasy-wise, by all means, pick up the phone and dial us, fools, at 833-732-3875. 833-732-3875. You can also fire off your questions and comments via the X or the Twitter at BetMGM tonight. Again, on X at BetMGM tonight.
On X.
Right now, though, through the power of animated picture and sound, let's talk to our dude who knows everything about Big D. Really, it's Little D this year, especially on the defensive end. We're talking to our guy, RJ Choppy, who knows the Cowboys inside and out. He's a host on Shannon RJ on 105.3 The Fan in the Dallas area. Also on X, give him a follow, would you kindly? At RJ Choppy. Again on X, at RJ Choppy. RJ, welcome back to BetMGM tonight. And straight away from me, holy mother of the fantasy gods, is George Pickens going absolutely nuts week in and week out in this offense.
Woo! It just doesn't stop.
Did he ever get to a question?
I'd have hung up.
2 minutes and 38 seconds.
I'd have hung up.
Yeah.
I would have acted like something happened and you can't get me back.
You just hear the dial tone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would have, like, if we're on the video, I would have just hit the button.
And they were. RJ said he's on the video with him.
Yeah,
so he's looking at him the whole time.
Yeah, I would have hit the little, I'd have moved the mouse to the X and just gone off the screen.
My man said I would have hung up. Wow, looks like we lost Brady. Yes, we lost him. We lost him.
Little touchy for the big man. A little critical of his football team.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious, man. Those segments are probably, on those big shows, are probably 5 to 7 minutes. He did a 3-minute introduction there of all that stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like when you guys went on with Mark Schlereth.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
We just need two questions for Mark. 30 minutes later, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry Jones, he joined the KNC Masterpiece, and Kevin decided that he would kind of mock this dude, that MGM guy.
We're back in the Big D, and right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager. Roger. It is Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, man, I want some of what y'all are smoking today.
Hey.
There we go.
It's excitement, Jerry. It's excitement for a big weekend.
It is.
I love your energy. I love
All right,
your energy.
Thank you.
I want some of it.
I want some of it,
baby.
You boys are smoking. In that
I heard van. Jerry will not make you skip him in the rotation.
No.
If he's there.
No.
You know, maybe a little of that Johnny Walker flowing.
No. He in that rowdy van hotboxing.
Kentucky bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah. Kentucky bluegrass.
I'll talk to Rowdy about it.
Yeah, I'll talk to the Rowdy. The real boy. It was the real boy.
I'll talk to Rowdy.
This isn't one, but
winner.
It must have been a hell of a game for Romo and Manning, like the Roman gladiators in the same
way. Yeah, it was.
It was a slugfest.
It was the Denver-Dallas game, that 51-48 game that
there's a part of
Romo and Manning hooked up in.
That was a hell of a game.
Gosh.
Hadn't heard that Peyton rumor. All righty, what do you say? Time to vote?
Imagine that good game, little slap on the rump.
Yeah.
He probably jiggled that thing a little bit.
All right, let's see. Yeah. Shake that thing out.
One time, please.
Is it our champ, Stephen Hawking? Is it Choppy and the Goat? Is it Jerry with KNC? Or is it the Denver-Dallas game? Callback earlier. That was about, 12 years ago? Oh, long time ago. 2013, 2014 maybe?
You never forget that.
Okay, I'm going to vote for – it's so hard today, but I'm going to vote for Jerry with KNC. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to go with our fatties.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
The KNC masterpiece.
Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with Brad Evans.
And Brian.
Chan.
We're tied at two. Jump onto at GBag Nation. Is it the fatties or is it Jerry with KNC? Whenever we are tied here in the GBag of the day, you will cast the decisive votes. Jump onto at GBag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. We'll create a little Insta poll here and announce the winner towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of LA Live, here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup.
All right, baby. It's finally Friday. Let's get into LA Live, a feel good Friday edition right after the great Rick James.
It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Pay attention to this.
What is the most disgusting secret you're hiding? This bloke's gone.
Hold on.
You're hiding.
Hoarding is hilarious.
Disgusting, eh?
What are you hoarding there, huh?
What is the most disgusting secret you're hiding? This bloke's gone next level here. My wife went out drinking with her friends and got shit-faced. I had to struggle to get her inside. She was blackout drunk, crying, puking. It was a nightmare and not the first time she'd done it. After putting her to bed, I went out in the driveway and shit next to her car door and told her she did it.
So then she cleaned up his
shit. So he's gone with that. Also told her that our neighbour saw her do it. She found it going to work the next day. She has not gone out drinking since, and this was 4 years ago. She does drink it all. She's one and done.
Win for the boys.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Never felt so good.
That is commitment to the
cause. So good.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, good for him, man. Way to think right there. He didn't have to poo next to the car. He just could have put some poo down by the car and still got the job done.
Yeah.
So in a sense, he's kind of ridiculous too.
Yeah,
bro.
He is.
He got tired of her being toe up like that. Hey, man, this is LA Live for Friday, October 17th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it. Oh!
This serious joint was too loud for me.
Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Now, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. I mean, hey, if you're getting on a highway, get your ass on that highway. Quit playing around. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW Scanner this weekend. Stay away from DFW Scanner, please. In other words, don't crash out like this Houston nurse. Hello, nurse.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the phrase drunk words and sober thoughts?
Yes.
Well, this is not a sober thought.
Right here.
We got a Houston nurse was caught out there drinking and driving. It can happen to the best of us, even though it shouldn't. Ooh. And to make her situation worse, she started talking in the back of that car when she was being arrested like Mel Gibson was. Oh, she was talking a lot. Let's go to Houston for this story.
Stop! I have a child!
A contentious ride to jail Saturday in Magnolia. And the woman in the back seat wants officers to know exactly what she does for a living.
Well, I'm a nurse, and when you come through my hospital, don't worry, I'll let you die.
Oh no. That's really going to help your case.
Yeah,
shout out to her lawyer.
No! Oh no.
Oh my God.
All your family members, and this is all on recording?
It sure is. Police identify the woman as 35-year-old Crystal Tadlock,
damn,
a nurse at Memorial Hermann's Heights location.
Greater Heights, don't go there.
Officers say they pulled Tadlock over for speeding just after midnight on FM 1488 near Heritage Lane. But they note it took her 40 seconds to stop and that she ran a red light and struck a curb.
Oh, no.
They also note she had bloodshot, glassy eyes, and slurred speech.
So do I right now, by the way.
And that she admitted to having two drinks at a concert. During a field sobriety test, they say she almost fell over backwards, which Tadlock blames on a recent eye injection.
I couldn't walk straight because I had an eye injection yesterday. Because my perception is permanently off.
During the long ride to jail, Tadlock appears to take issue with one officer's heritage.
You can't speak straight because you have an accent from another country.
And when he tries to inform her of her rights.
All right, I'll be playing an audio. Make sure you listen to it.
I know. That's because ICE hasn't picked you up yet.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Oh my God,
man. Yeah, you had the right to remain silent.
Yeah. Anything you case.
Remember that. You do have the right. You should flex it. Don't crash out like that nurse did right there, y'all. Oh my gosh.
Ow.
Poor lady. Here's a weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail.
Just like
if
that lady
end
did.
Up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
That's what she means, man. When I say Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner, that's it. Hospital, newspaper, or jail. Okay, folks. All right. Let's get the vibe right. Hey, it's still RIP to D'Angelo. Still RIP, D'Angelo. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I got some, got a heavy folder right here that I'm just going to let some of these clips that I've been sitting on go.
Let's go. Empty.
News bloopers are always fun. Hold on. Hey!
That's weed.
Hey!
Walking in the dark, watching love do the thing.
Boo! Yeah. Hold up.
You don't live in Plowman?
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Sorry about that. It's a little vibe, bro. That's a vibe. Let's go to KXAN Austin. This news reporter right here, he just hasn't had his coffee yet. He don't know who he's talking to.
Yep, absolutely. Good morning, Sam and Sally and Tom. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Sally and Tom.
Jeez.
Sally and Tom. Those are pretty two simple names.
Sally
Come
and
on,
Tom,
dude.
Bro. Sally and Tom. All right, here's another one. Let's stay in Houston here. Fox 26. A cameraman was spat upon.
Uh-oh.
Spat upon while doing his job by a deranged man. Isaiah Carey. Are you familiar with this guy, Isaiah Carey?
I haven't heard of him.
He had a bug fly in his mouth one time while doing a report.
Yes.
What really happened? And anyway, he does a report on it, and he read that man for filth.
And here it is. We actually captured it on video.
It began when a man who appeared to be drunk and possibly homeless was thrown off a city bus after arguing and fighting with...
By the way, if you're not homeless and a man says you possibly are homeless,
yeah.
You really just rolled out of bed and showed up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Either you're going to class.
Right. You've been there.
Yeah, shout out to Eric.
When that man walked by us, he spat on one of my coworkers. Thank God that coworker had incredible restraint, because any other Tom, Dick, or Harry on the street would have whooped his inebriated ass. That is one of the biggest insults someone...
Fam, this is on the news.
Wow.
...can endure. Someone else spitting on them. And my hat is off to my coworker who didn't beat the shit out of the man, because I simply couldn't guarantee that from me. But my advice, I don't care if you're drunk, homeless, or suffering with problems, never spit on someone, because otherwise you're begging for a beatdown. With the right person, if you stumble across the right one that day, the next time you try it, you may just wake your dumb ass up in heaven.
Wow, man.
He went after it.
What a great
report. I like this
report.
Career turn from him. Yeah, we need more news like this.
Great report right there.
Yeah.
Down there, Fox 26, Houston. You guys are having a lot of fun.
It's a good use of Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry. Let's see what else. Hold on. Babadibadabadibadabadoo. Oh, yeah. Somebody sneezed during the little game on television. Listen to this sneeze.
It is?
Oh. Oh, my God. It sounds scary.
It is?
Oh.
Oh, that's his jam.
Oh, boy, whatever. All right, let's go to Georgia. Fox 54 in Georgia. Weatherman Jay Jeffries.
Oh, Jay Jeffries.
Jay Jeffries, he's doing his report outside. And you remember you used to go on car trips with your parents and you do your arm like this so you can get an 18-wheeler to honk. You start pulling that horn down. He did that during his report. He wanted somebody to just give him a honk.
Let me see if I can get somebody to blow the horn. Wait a minute, what happened to the traffic? Where's the traffic?
Where's the traffic?
Okay, we got it coming this way there for it. Hey, how y'all doing? Blow your horn.
Blow your horn.
Blow your horn. Hoo hoo. They ain't paying me no attention. Hey, blow your horn. How you doing? Nobody? Nobody love me. But here come a truck.
Oh, here we go.
I did it, man. I got one. Yeah, they go double.
Yeah.
I did it.
I think it's about time to give old Jeffries to go watch.
Old Jeffrey.
I think he needs to go watch.
Old Jeffrey. You know?
Now my watch is ended.
He gets the Falcon jersey with his years of service on
it. Nobody's looking at me.
Name on the back. And
that's how you had to do it back in the day to entertain yourself on these road trips, though, kids. God. I mean, these kids don't know how good they have it with their phones.
You find the license plates from other states.
Yeah, you do that one.
Yeah.
You'd play Slug Bug.
Little I Spy.
Which is, I mean, I don't know. I saw the first Volkswagen Bug I think I've seen in months out on the road yesterday.
There's not a lot anymore.
No, you'd go a long time in that game.
Man, my girl came up with some brochures about this Volkswagen van. Have y'all seen that thing? It looks like
the
a hippie van. Yeah, it looked like a hippie van from the 60s or whatever, but it's like new style.
Oh,
she's like, I'm thinking about getting this. I was like, oh my God. Jeez. What are we doing?
They
were crazy popular like in the mid 90s when I was getting my driver's license. Everybody was getting those. Probably after the Boys in the Hood show. The main character had an awesome blue one. But they were just, they had no guts to them.
Is this with the engine in the back kind of thing?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were they big in the South? They had to be big down here, too.
Oh,
right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, they were big. They were big. But we had, like, it was the van, like, the Good Times van. We didn't have the bus. It was, like, the Good Times van with the couch and chairs and
the good old days.
Yeah, with the carpet in it and stuff. That's what we had, yeah.
These things are selling for, like, $60,000-$70,000.
Yeah.
I mean, the collector's items at this point.
Yeah.
I want one of those Airstream mobile home things. You know,
those would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want to get.
Pimp it out.
Let's go to Nine News Australia.
Good day.
Yeah, yeah. One of the anchors right here, they misspoke. They were missing a spoke.
The shift is part of a national push for gender-neutral language in schools, backed by education policies across states and territories. Stop it.
Good luck reading this one.
Stop it.
Good luck.
Just stop, please.
Stop it.
Good luck there, huh? Reading this one. What'd she say? Hold on, there's a national what?
The shift is part of a national push.
Okay.
Puss?
Puss?
National puss. Yeah. 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 If you're into that thing. If you're into that.
Looks like Fred and Blake are going to win this, by the way. 64% of the vote. It is in. It is final.
It's a route.
Oh, baby.
It's a route.
It's hard
it's
to beat.
It's a route.
Win. Win.
Yeah.
No move needed. Donovan Wilson. Touchdown.
Hold on one time. Hold on.
Hey. You'll be banging. You'll be fine. Vision of the receipts. You'll be the jungle. You'll be the cherry in my chocolate of a dream.
Let's go to PTV News in the Philippines.
Oh.
They found Manuel Noriega? In where? The Philippines? All right. This anchor right here was doing a lot of apologizing. He couldn't stay focused. Maybe he had a little bit of that wacky tabacky.
PSC, sorry. I mean, PSC Chairman Patrick Gregory. I'm sorry. All right. PSC Chairman Patrick Gregory, please. Fairness visit to DNR.
Get focused.
Excuse me. Rafael Odia, discuss this possible partnership. So, excuse me for that. All right. PSC Chairman Patrick Gregorio pays courtesy visit to DNR Secretary Rafael Dotilia. Discusses possible partnership linking environmental protection with sports and wellness.
Wow.
Yeah, I figured for sure that was a foreign language he was struggling
right?
through.
You would think. No, no. He was speaking straight English. You just could not get it there.
I mean, PSC Chairman Patrick Gregory. I'm sorry. All right. PSC Chairman Patrick Gregory, please.
At that point, I was genuinely fascinated that he was speaking a foreign language but apologizing in English.
Yep. The new VW, it's an electric. Yes, she wants to plug it up to the house every damn day. We'll see how long this little old appeal for this car lasts. You know, I'm trying to stretch it out till she, until she doesn't want it anymore.
I've done the same thing several times recently with the Golden Retriever idea.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to wait it out.
Oh, no.
Now 14-year-old, what I'm waiting out now is belly ring. She thinks she's old enough to get a belly ring. I'm like, decide this for yourself at 18.
Yeah, I don't want to know about that.
But it's got to happen now. I'm like, no.
It's got to happen now?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, those
you
belly
know, these,
rings.
These teenagers are so put out that you won't let them be full adults yet.
I don't want to do this.
How old is she?
14.
A little too young. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander.
Wait till 16.
Yeah.
Because, I have awareness. I'm like, you don't want to be the dad that's trying to keep your kids young. And they're like, I'm not 8 years old anymore, Dad.
It's tough.
But I think there's a fine line to be had here. And I'm holding it.
Yeah, you got to watch those suppressed ones. Because when they get to college, they go crazy, bro.
I don't want to be that dad either.
Yeah, they go crazy. You know? It's kind of embarrassing. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Y'all be safe.
Holla. There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation as we're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, the home of the best pickleball courts in the entire universe. Says it right there on the sign. Okay, we're back with the 6 o'clock hour, and the new reason Cowboys Nation is frustrated with the former star cornerback is next right here. G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T and C's apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.